1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Trump administration is moving to end all remaining financial ties to Harvard University. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
A letter from the General Services Administration to all federal agencies asking them to review their contracts with Harvard, and if they are not deemed critical, those contracts should be terminated.
The CDC has stopped recommending routine COVID-19 vaccinations for pregnant women and healthy children. Police in Liverpool, England, say the man at the wheel of a van that hit fans in a soccer celebration yesterday is being held now on suspicion of attempted murder.
The driver was able to follow an ambulance after the roadblock was temporarily lifted.
A private report out today says consumer confidence rose this month after five straight months of declines. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
What this tells me is consumers are looking at the data, that they're seeing the headlines, what's happening with the stock market, and they're feeling better.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Carbon monoxide can put your family at risk, even in the summer. Lisa Hale tells us more.
Dr. Benjamin Orozco is an emergency physician at Amplify by Gunderson Health and a medical toxicologist with the Minnesota Poison Control. He says while many people know of the things to look out for in the fall, in the spring and summer, there are also things to be aware of.
When you start working on your lawn equipment for the spring, if you're running a small engine inside a garage or in an enclosed space, that's a common cause of carbon monoxide poisoning.
He says bringing a carbon monoxide detector with you on vacation is a good idea.
When you're in VRBOs, Airbnbs, or vacation rentals, sometimes the owners aren't on top of changing those smoke alarms. I can say that I've seen it in my professional life as well as through personal connection where there have been poisonings of families who are in vacation rentals. So I actually travel with a small carbon monoxide detector to keep my family safe.
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer for good reason.
The gas itself is colorless, odorless. You don't smell it or necessarily are aware you're being exposed. Sometimes when it's mixed with exhaust from other engines and things, you can smell all of that. But carbon monoxide itself, you may not actually get a warning. And that's why the detector is important.
If you suspect carbon monoxide poisoning, your first priority is to leave the area and get fresh air immediately. Then call 911 or go to the emergency room and explain your symptoms.
Headaches. Nausea, confusion are very common symptoms when exposed to carbon monoxide. And a big tip for that is the whole family kind of gets it at the same time. Pets sometimes will be overcome by it. And unfortunately, carbon monoxide is one of those things where children and the smaller bodies are the most susceptible to it.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Boston Red Sox in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, game two of the Brewers and Red Sox. The crew winning yesterday 3-2. Trevor McGill with the save. And lefty D.L. Hall awarded the win after coming off the 60-day IL plagued with injuries. I asked Hall how it felt first game back in front of a sold-out stadium in front of over 40,000 fans.
Oh, great. I mean, I was excited, you know, just to be back out there. Executed the pitches when I need to. Other than the leadoff walk, I thought it was pretty good.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love on hand to throw out the first pitch. Spent about a half hour in the Brewers clubhouse before the game.
It was awesome. Being down in the clubhouse, talking to all the guys, you know, how they get ready for a game. It's definitely a lot different than football environment, but these guys are playing games every day. So it's definitely a whole different world coming out here and seeing the behind-the-scenes action. So I'm very grateful that they were able to welcome me in there and just talk and hang out for a little bit. They all seem like really good guys.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy, slightly breezy, with a chance of spotty sprinkles this afternoon and high temperatures flirting with 70. Drizzle is possible tonight, and some scattered showers and maybe a rumble of thunder tomorrow. Temperatures slide to the mid-60s, and then the sunshine returns on Thursday, and so do the 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we'll take another look at changes to SNAP benefits. We'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, we're back. It's what a long weekend, huh? Back in the saddle and happy to be here. Our first hour, we got a lot to talk about today. Our first hour today, Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, the former chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, will be with us for the hour taking your calls. We'll check in with her in just a moment. In the second hour of our program, my op-ed today, when the president spits on unity, the scum speech that should warn us all, Donald Trump calling Democrats scum in his Memorial Day message, it's about as disgusting and dangerous, frankly, as it gets. We'll talk about that. Also, it's looking more and more like Trump is abandoning Ukraine. We'll get into that. In the third hour of our program, did Trump just create another pump and dump opportunity for the billionaires in his cabinet and people close to him with his threats on European tariffs? We'll discuss that. And also why corruption always breeds tyranny. Lessons from Trump's second term playbook. So we have a lot to talk about today. But to start out, Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal is with us. She represents the 7th District of Washington in the U.S. House of Representatives. She's on the House Judiciary, House Foreign Affairs, House Budget Committees. She's the former chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, chair emeritus of the Congressional Caucus. Her website is Jayapal, J-A-Y-A-P-A-L, .house.gov, and Pramila Jayapal, at Pramila Jayapal, .bluesky.social on Blue Sky. Representative Jayapal, welcome back to the program. It's always so nice when you can come on and take calls from our listeners. Happy to have you with us today.
I love it, Tom. Love being here. Love your show. Glad to be back.
Thank you. Thank you. A couple of quick questions, while people are calling in and we're getting the calls ready for you. Do you think that Democrats should have a shadow cabinet? I've been suggesting this for some time. And should they have proposed a shadow budget to compete with or contrast with this atrocity that the House just sent over to the Senate?
I think it would be a really good idea for us to have our own budget. The Progressive Caucus used to do a progressive budget every year that we were not in power, just because it was an opportunity to showcase kind of how we would deal with the situation, where our values, our priorities stand. And so I do think that's a good idea, because we can show something very different, right? We would be investing in childcare, in housing, in healthcare, in all of the things that actually lift up working people and poor people, unlike the GOP budget, which, as you know, is crazy. It literally is the largest transfer of wealth from working people and poor people in America to the richest 1%. Billionaires get a $400,000 tax break, and the bottom 20%, if anything, gets $90 in a generous estimate, but they're going to lose a bunch of things. So that gets offset by the losses to healthcare, to food stamps, to many other things. So I think it would have been a good idea, and it still could be a good idea for us to do that. The On the shadow cabinet, I think it's a really interesting idea. I mean, Europe has a very, you know, UK has a very developed form of this, which is actually for the minority party. I've seen different proposals for a shadow cabinet here, whether it's the minority party, meaning electeds that are in office, or whether it is, which is the equivalent of our ranking members, but nobody knows what a ranking member is in the United States. And then, you know, or I've seen proposals that are for people from outside of government being the shadow cabinet. But interesting proposal, and I think it could be a good way, again, to showcase sort of the offensive view of what we would do.
I'm curious, what's on the top of your mind today?
Oh, so many things, Tom. It's hard to pick one, but I just literally saw the news that the Trump administration is going to pause all processing of student visa applications around the world while they decide whether they're going to require screening of social media posts as part of the application process. And as you might know, I think I may be one of the only members of Congress that's been on a student visa myself. That's how I came to the United States. And so I've been following this issue very, very closely. And, you know, the combination of, you know, the restrictions on free speech, the damage it's going to do to America if researchers, people, talented people from around the world don't come to our universities anymore, combined with what they're doing right now to people who already have student visas. And I questioned Marco Rubio on this the other day on the snatching and disappearing of Rumeysa Ozturk, who is a Turkish citizen in Massachusetts, a graduate student at Tufts, simply for an op-ed that she wrote that said she disagreed with the college's, with Tufts University's policies around investments in the Israeli government. And so I just am very, very concerned about all of the things that come together in this particular piece of news. But listen, 15 minutes ago, it was probably something else, because this is the way this administration is working to destroy the institutions, the protections that we have within our Constitution. It's not a bug, it's a feature to flood the zone with so many things that it's hard to know what to talk about. So the good news for your show is we've got an hour.
It's like it's perpetual chaos. I'm with you. Last question, and then we'll pick up some calls here. The Consumer Finance Protection Bureau spent 2.5 years researching the impact of not including medical debt on people's credit reports. And the rationale was that medical debt is not something that you choose. You can choose to buy a new car and not make the payments on it. You can choose to run up your credit card bill and not make the payments on it. But if you got sick and you show up at the hospital, that's not a choice. And they concluded that if medical debt was not on credit reports, because it wasn't a good indicator of whether somebody was a deadbeat or not, if it was no longer on credit reports, then an additional 22,000 affordable mortgages would be available to people every year, et cetera. They put that rule into place in, I believe it was November of last year, before Joe Biden left. And now Trump, apparently in March, rolled it back. And now they're starting to really seriously enforce this. I'm curious your thoughts on this.
No, this was a huge thing that we fought for, that Rohit Chopra, as the head of CFPB, made a priority, because he understood that medical debt in this country, first of all, let's just say medical debt in this country totals $220 billion. 100 million Americans, that's one in almost three Americans, has medical debt. And there are lots of studies that show that about two-thirds of all the bankruptcies in America that are filed are because of medical debt. So, you know, in other countries, you may get sick, but you don't go into bankruptcy. You have affordable health care. In this country, we don't. And, you know, I'm the lead sponsor of Medicare for All. But this particular rule was to say that when you have this medical debt, it goes on your credit report. It stops you from getting all these other things that you desperately need to be able to thrive and live, whether it's a car loan, whether it's a home mortgage, all of the other things. And so this rule was something we pushed hard for, great research behind it. The lawsuits that have been filed have delayed the implementation. I think there's a decision probably expected in June, if I'm remembering that correctly. And now the Trump administration has actively reversed it, as you mentioned, and it would have huge consequences for working Americans across this country. Because, listen, medical debt is not a Democrat Republican issue. It is. It affects everybody across this country and one in three Americans. So, you know, I think this is another example of how the Trump administration has gone after the basic economic necessities that Americans need.
Yeah, this is a big deal. Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, former chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, chair emeritus, is with us for the hour taking your calls. We'll be back with your calls right after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Jayapal.house.gov is the website, and Pramila Jayapal over on Blue Sky.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature. The feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise loves this stuff. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Vibrance, Vibrance.com/Tom to get up to 37% off and free shipping. Vibrance.com/Tom. Welcome back. Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal is with us for the hour, taking your calls. Adele in Villa Park, Illinois. You're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Good morning to both of you. I want the conversation to start changing from, oh, no, what did he do now? And then all day long, that's all we're talking about. And now moving into the solution. And if we have an election in 2026, I'd like to have the conversation be about vote suppression and how do we address it. And Greg Powell's solution is, register, re-register, and re-register yet again to just fight back against the people that challenge and then the states that purge votes. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I think that voting is absolutely, you know, the top issue, right? And to me, it starts long before the election. I mean, we have to be smart about filing lawsuits to challenge all the things that Republicans are doing. And we have gotten much better at that over the last, I would say, couple of years. But we're behind where they are. I mean, they purged all these voter rolls, and there were a lot of things that went without challenge. And so our legal efforts to challenge these things in court, and then to also do some things ourselves that they have essentially, the Supreme Court has allowed to be legal, is also, I think, another important strategy. But certainly, we got to make sure that people are checking their registrations, are knowledgeable about the process. But there are some real challenges in some of these states that have passed voter suppression laws, and we need to be challenging those, overturning them, and making sure that we're protecting the right to vote. And then obviously, one of the first things we have to do if we take back the trifecta is to pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and get money out of politics. You know, I think Tom was just talking about legalizing bribery of politicians. We've got to get money out of politics because that is one of the top things, and we've got to address Citizens United right away.
Lynn in Mobile, Alabama, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Well, first of all, thank you for this opportunity to express some of my concerns, and it has to do with the fact that I live in a low information area of the country. Recently, there was a news blip on both NBC CBS affiliates about the 500 immigrants they had rounded up in Baldwin and Mobile County. Then a few days later, MSNBC ran a story on an American citizen construction worker, and they showed the film of him being snatched up and carted off by ICE agents, where he was detained for 8 or 9 hours while trying to prove that he was an American citizen. So my point is, thank you for the opportunity for me to tell about this, because I called both affiliates and asked them if they were going to do coverage on it, and of course they didn't. But they were more than glad to brag about rounding up 500 immigrants since, I think it was February 4th. And I'm just wondering what we can do to combat this.
Yeah, Lynn, really thank you for raising this. I'm the top Democrat on the Immigration Subcommittee, one of only, 19 naturalized citizens to serve in Congress. So this issue is top of mind for me, and they keep lying about what they are doing, lying about the people that they're rounding up. They are not rounding up the worst of the worst criminals. They're rounding up people on legal statuses, legal visas, and as you point out, U.S. citizens. They even deported a U.S. citizen child in the middle of cancer treatments. And we have been trying to make sure that we are talking about this. Number one message, as you said, is that they are snatching and disappearing immigrants of all legal statuses, including U.S. citizens. And I think the number two message, to make it clear to the American people that this is not about someone else. If they can do this to this group of people, they can do it to you. If they can eliminate due process for immigrants, for vulnerable communities, that is how fascist regimes function. They start by picking the most, what they perceive as the most vulnerable of communities, and they lie about those communities. They do terrible things to them. And then once that is done, then they move on to other groups. And so if they can do it to them, they can do it to you. And I think we need to continue to point out exactly what you said. And I will say, I mentioned earlier, I questioned Marco Rubio on the snatching and disappearing of Rumeysa Ozturk. And I think that, we will have to find our own ways to address this. I have a training that I do on the campaign side that I want to make sure everyone knows about. It's called Resistance Lab. And it is really talking about how communities take action to fight authoritarians and dictators, and what are the lessons we can learn from around the world. And the next one, it's virtual. The next one is on June 1st. So you can go to PramilaForCongress.com to sign up there for the Resistance Lab training. But this is exactly the work that we need to do. And it's very difficult because we don't have the mainstream media establishment with us, as you point out. So it means we're going to have to find other ways to develop
You're
our
listening
own.
To the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. Representative Pramila Jayapal, the chair emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, with us for the hour taking your calls. We'll be back on the other side of this break. In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and our freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511, because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an ass. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat...
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Paravonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The nation is learning what we in Wisconsin already know. Culver's has the best burgers. Lisa Hale reports.
Just in time for summer, Yelp has released its list of the top 25 burger chains in the United States. Wisconsin's own Culver's hits the top five, settling in at number four. Yelp called out that Culver's is now in 26 states and is loved for its butter burgers and frozen custard. Yelp also listed Culver's as the number one burger chain in the Midwest.
And at the Capitol, a Republican bill to increase penalties for rioting in the state is paused for now. Joanne Krulatz tells us more.
The legislation received significant opposition earlier this month in the state assembly's Judiciary Committee and was not given a committee vote on Wednesday. Democrats Ryan Clancy of Milwaukee and Andrew Heisel of Sun Prairie were pleased, calling the bill legal overreach that could be used against legitimate protests. The bill's author, Two Rivers Republican Shay Sortwell, accused them of falsely claiming the bill was pulled from Wednesday's agenda. Committee Chair Representative Ron Tussler told WisPolitics in a statement that the bill, in its current form, has constitutional common sense and enforcement issues and will not receive a vote.
And Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers shared a letter he sent to the Trump administration in an effort to protect the state's forest and forestry industry. The forestry products industry helps support around 126,000 jobs and contributes an estimated $42 billion to the state's economy. Wisconsin ranks first in paper production among all 50 states and exports over $850 million worth of paper products every year. The letter urges cooperation and protection for federal forestry programs. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy, slightly breezy, with a chance of spotty sprinkles this afternoon and high temperatures flirting with 70. Drizzle is possible tonight, and some scattered showers and maybe a rumble of thunder tomorrow. Temperatures slide to the mid-60s, and then the sunshine returns on Thursday, and so do the 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 61.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, Matt Bruschi from Citizen Action tells us about a coalition of groups that wants Governor Evers to play hardball on the next state budget bill.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Representative Pramila Jayapal with us for the hour, former chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Alfredo, you are on the air.
Hi, Tom. Thank you for offering this venue, and thank you to Representative Jayapal for the great job that she's doing. My question is this. For decades, taxpayers have been funding all these federal agencies that the government is gutting down, and all these the programs that support families and the poor people and the middle class. However, the Trump administration is illegally cutting and gutting down all these services, basically rolling back all the progress that we have made decade after decade. And so my question is, can a class action lawsuit be filed against Trump and stop him from doing this? Because only Congress has the authority to actually fund or defund agencies or programs. And I take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Alfredo. You're absolutely right. Article 1, so the most important, the first article of the Constitution, gives Congress the authority to authorize and appropriate funds and to establish agencies. That's how we established the Department of Education. And Trump is, through executive order, illegally, unconstitutionally eliminating the funding and the entire agency in some cases. Those are being challenged in court right now. In fact, we've won, I think it's 87 lawsuits that temporarily or permanently block Trump from doing these things. But the problem is it takes a while. And even when the court has ordered Trump to reinstate funding, like, for example, with USAID and the PEPFAR program, what we find is that it's not actually happening, or it's happening in drips and drabs. And also the other problem is once you fire everybody, it is very difficult to get people back. And, you know, the morale at these agencies, I hear from the federal workers all the time, is just horrific. I mean, they just are under attack every single day. He just shut down a Social Security office, the regional Social Security office in my district, a couple hundred people who were literally given an hour to go in and clean out their desks and then had to go find somewhere else to work. He didn't theoretically fire them, but he shut down the office. So they're using all kinds of tactics to essentially destroy the institutions that are there and to fire anyone within the institution who actually tries to do their job if it's in contradiction to what he's doing. So lawsuits are a big way that we're trying to do this. But at the end of the day, if you have an authoritarian leader who refuses to listen to Congress, who refuses to listen even to the courts, then the people are the only way, the only line of defense. And that's why we're doing the resistance lab trainings. That's why we're trying to make sure people are engaged, because at the end of the day, it will come down to mass, civil resistance from the citizenry to actually stop what's happening.
Ed in Chicago, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
I want to thank you for doing this, Congresswoman. I'm hoping you can get a lot more of your fellow members to do this. My question is, why is the Democratic Party so reticent to call out Trump as a Russian agent, from destroying our social safety nets to gutting, to dismantling the Russian cybercrimes unit, to defunding agencies that protect us from terrorism? There's a long list of things that he is doing that only benefit Putin. Senator Merkley started to go down this road 2 months ago, And to me, it's a winning issue for the Democratic Party. I think pounding the table about this would work. It would break through the corporate news, and when you make the Republicans look terrible for the midterms, but yet the Democratic Party doesn't seem to want to touch it. I don't understand why.
I mean, I think the main reason, I think, you know, a lot of people are talking about how he, you know, put sanctions and tariffs on every country except Russia. He lifted the sanctions that were on Russia to start with. And he has now, of course, been changing his tune about Putin, saying, oh, he's a different man now than he was before, when nothing has changed. He's doing exactly the same thing in Ukraine that he has been doing for a couple of years now. I think that the challenge probably is that the best way for us to really win back the hearts and minds of some of the people who voted for Trump is to focus on the economic issues. And so I think in some people's minds, and I'm just being really honest here in response to your question, there is a question about how we speak not to the people like you who understand and have the same opinion as we do about Trump and his connections to Putin, to other dictators, you know, the connections to the money, all of those things. But I just think that there is a question about how we speak to people who are not with us on this and who, with as a result of all the misinformation, believe something very different from you and me. And so I think that's a constant question, and I'm always open to thoughts about this, because I know for me, I try to focus on both the things that I think are economic populism, but also the ties to why he is doing what he's doing that focus on some of the things like what you're talking about.
Charles in Jacksonville, Florida, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Well, I guess it's morning out there for you, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question. My concern is right now with the Democratic Party, how such a passive approach you're taking, like in the hopes of saying that you're going to wait till the midterms and possibly the Democrats are going to sweep the midterms. When actually the current bill that they're proposing gives Trump the authority to delay the elections, one. And two is, you know, you're asking us, the citizens, to do more. When we elected you guys, we did our past part now, and we expect you guys to step up. And a lot of times you guys are not as aggressive as you should be with this current, with the administration and the GOP. What is the Democratic Party plans to combat this so that we can move forward in a much better position?
Well, thanks, Charles. There are a couple of things there that I would say. First of all, I don't think that the bill that we proposed has what you said about elections in there. It has a lot of terrible things, but it certainly is a threat that we all have to be prepared for, is that Trump decides he doesn't want to hold an election. There's nothing in the bill right now that gives him the power to do that, but there are lots of things that erode the ability of Americans to actually thrive, not just survive. I think, you know, look, I would just say that I was just reviewing some of the framers' documents, founding documents, and there's a lot of discussion in there about how it is an engaged and educated citizenry in the end that has the power. So it's true that you elected us to represent you, and hopefully I'm doing everything I can to be aggressive in everything I do. That may or may not be the case for every Democratic representative. I think we've been pushing hard to make sure it is. And note that the Democrats stuck together hours and hours and hours of committee debate, floor debate through the night, to every single one of us voted against the Republicans' bill. And we're trying to use our platform, many of us, to be aggressive. But at the end of the day, Charles, I just have to say, this cannot just be about 435 people fighting back against a guy who wants to literally be a dictator on day one. It has to be the citizenry that pushes back, because we have gotten too complacent. There are too many people in this country, in my view, that think that you don't have to do anything other than vote, which if everybody voted, maybe we would have a different situation. But that can't just be the answer when you have somebody who doesn't listen to the checks and balances. I'm not taking away anything from the idea that we should be as aggressive as possible, and we aren't always. And particularly in the Senate, it has been the first few months and the approval of the Trump cabinet and all of the things that the Senate did to sort of be, quote, bipartisan in a time when Trump is trying to destroy everything we have. That was terrible. And we continue to have look for opportunities to be bold. But I just want to come back to the point that this can't be a government of 435 people in the House and 100 people and, you know, 100 people in the Senate, half of whom are more than half of whom do not agree with us, aren't willing to stand up to him. It has to be about the people. And I'm just going to come back to that over and over again. It's my firm belief that Thomas Jefferson said this, that an engaged and educated citizenry is the only place that that power, real power, can exist when you have a dictator who refuses to listen to
Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. Representative Pramila Jayapal with us for the hour, taking your calls. We'll be right back. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to CBD for their relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. My favorites are the sleep gummies, by the way. They really work. And with over 2 million satisfied customers, a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and just use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com, promo code Tom. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader. Hi, friends. Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at tomhartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to tomhartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to tomhartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for Songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. You probably heard the rumor you can't regrow cartilage, but what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into coffee, tea, or any drink. Louise adds it to her coffee every morning. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency is the key. And right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping, only available at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's get, G-E-T, nativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, our Representative Jayapal taking your calls for the hour. But Dave in Buffalo, New York, you're on the air with Congresswoman Jayapal.
Thanks, Pramila. Tom, thank you. Tom, when you opened the show with, hey, I'm back, all I could think of was back in the USSR. Pramila, we need signing statements. The fraudulent guy in town or clown in office has kind of ruined the term signing statements. But in the our election coming up for president, we need a signing statements on to put down the candidates on paper, because there are two kind of Democrats. There are the PD and the DA. It's called, it's like the Medicare Advantage scam, but it's also the Democratic Advantage scam, where they throw you out bits of candy like Tim Walz, and then when you really get down on do we get Medicare for all, corporations win. So my suggestion, can we put it down on paper for the next election, online, on down, what you stand for as a candidate going into the election? Are you a PD or a DA, Progressive Democrat or Democrat Advantage? And then let us vote on that, because I'm getting tired of not getting anything for our vote.
Yeah, no, thanks, Dave, for that question. You know, I'm the co-chair of the Progressive Caucus PAC, and along with Greg Kassar and Maxwell Frost. And we do have a questionnaire that we send out to all the candidates that we endorse, asking them specific questions about what they stand for and getting it on paper. I think that, you know, the first thing I think of is, like, we need to have a multi-party system in this country. I don't understand why. Well, I understand, but I don't like that we only have a two-party system. And you have everyone from, you know, at one time, Joe Manchin and me on the same ticket. And so to me, it's like if you had multi-party system, then people could vote their priorities. It would be very clear what people stand for. And then there is a coalition government that would have to be formed. There are pluses and minuses. But one thing that is happening is there is, like the Working Families Party in New York, there is fusion politics where you can say that you are a Working Families Party Democrat. In our state, we don't quite have that, but you have the ability to do some things like that. So I do think we need to find a way to really not just allow people to get through the primaries by saying they're progressive, but then not do anything that actually enacts the things that they said that they were for, or not even sometimes stand up for the things that they said that they were for. You're identifying a very real problem, and you know, we're doing what we can to try and make sure we hold people to account.
Our dean in Colorado Springs, you are on the air with Representative Jaipal. Our dean? Watching Free Speech TV in Colorado Springs, going once, going twice. Jennifer in Rochester, New York, you are on the air with Representative Jaipal.
Great. Thanks, Tom. Hello, Congressman Jaipal. Thank you. I'm glad I was able to get through to speak to you. I actually don't have, well, I have one small question, but first of all, I wanted to let you know I'm in Rochester, New York. I'm a lead organizer for 5051 out here in Rochester. We are working daily on a lot of resistance and mobilization movements. And one of the tools that we find very useful, and we've even, we're organizing watch parties for your resistance lab. We see the next, you're doing the first 1.0 again on June 1st. So we're organizing around that as well. I was just interested to know if there were any other plans to add to the Resistance Lab. It's a wonderful tool to start getting people involved, and it's been very useful for our movement. And also, I know we work with Indivisible as well in conjunction, and they use it as well. So I just wanted to thank you for these tools and just to see what was upcoming next, if there was anything. Thank you.
What a great question to end on. Resistance Lab is the thing that has given me the most joy and excitement and hope since I launched it just under 3 months ago. We've had over 26,000 people sign up, and we've done, I think it's 4 1.0 Resistance Lab trainings. They're 2-hour trainings that really look at models of democratic backsliding and the most effective tactics to fight back against that. And then there's also an opportunity to have a small group discussion and breakouts with people from across the country, 45 states and 6 countries. We've had people from 45 states and 6 countries sign up and be involved in the training. We're doing the next one on June 1st. Please sign up, PramilaForCongress.com. You can sign up there. And the 2.0, we just launched a 2.0, which is the deeper dive into some of the concepts, like the pillars of support concept that support an authoritarian figure. How do you attack pillars of support and get the actions to backfire against the authoritarian? This is real, tangible stuff that has been proven to be successful. We want people, I call it, you know, in the labor movement, we would call it getting people strike ready. I say that the Resistance Lab is about getting people strike ready and street ready. And so it's really important, and we're going to try to do as much as we can to expand it. But thank you, Jennifer, for organizing a watch party, and I'm so glad that you find it useful. To me, it's what we have to do is educate people about how to be effective against a dictator, against an authoritarian who refuses to listen to the checks and balances we have built into the system.
Yeah, including defying the courts now. That's Representative right. Jaipal, thank you so much for dropping by today. It's always great talking with you. I know our listeners just love it and love you. So thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you, Tom.
Great talking with you. We'll be back on the other side of the break here. What happens when a president spits on unity and calls the opposition party and its leaders scum? This is a very dangerous moment for America. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
I know you've got a gazillion photos sitting on your phone right now. Well, don't leave them there. Get them printed for free and delivered straight to your door with free prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, FreePrints is the world's favorite way to get premium quality photo prints. No subscriptions, no commitments, just 1,000 free prints a year. Go to FreePrints.com or download the FreePrints app directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's FreePrints or FreePrints.com. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The government will no longer recommend COVID-19 vaccines for children and healthy pregnant women. FDA Commissioner Marty McCary.
There's no evidence healthy kids need it today, and most countries have stopped recommending it for children.
After moving to cancel more than $2 billion in research grants at Harvard, CBS's Stacey Lynn reports the administration's looking to try to end tens of millions in other funding to the school.
CBS News obtained a copy of a letter being sent to federal agencies today instructing them to review the current contracts to determine if they're not critical.
Capricorn Clark, a former aide to Sean Combs, has testified at his sex trafficking trial that he threatened her with death on her very first day on the job. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
Combs' assistants were so close to him and have really shared significant details about his environment, and she's also important for corroborating a number of stories we've been hearing on the stand.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.